Travels with a Donkey in the Cevennes by Robert Louis Stevenson. Read by Dennis Lawson. Le Monastier is the chief place of a hilly canton in Haute-Loire, the ancient Valais. As the name betokens, the town is of monastic origin, and it still contains a towered bulk of monastery and a church of some architectural pretensions, the seat of an archpriest and several vicars. It stands on the side of a hill above the river Gazet, about 15 miles from Le Puy, up a steep road where the wolves sometimes pursue the diligence in winter. The road, which is bound for Vivarais, passes through the town from end to end in a single narrow street. There you may see the fountain where women fill their pitchers. There is also some old houses with carved doors and pediments and ornamental work in iron. For Monastier, like Maybole in Ayrshire, was a sort of country capital where the local aristocracy had their town mansions for the winter, and there is a certain baron still alive and, I am told, extremely penitent, who found means to ruin himself by high living in this village on the hills. He certainly has claims to be considered the most remarkable spendthrift on record. How he set about it in a place where there are no luxuries for sale, and where the board at the best inn comes to little more than a shilling a day, is a problem for the wise. It is a people of lace-makers. The women sit in the streets by groups of 5 or 6, and the noise of the bobbins is audible from one group to another.